Hello, darkness, my old friend. I'm here to talk with you again. I have something truly wonderful to announce. Let me start off by saying Angry MGTOW here. And today, the Pentagon says women must sign up for the draft. I'll give credit where credit is due. This was actually sent to me by another MGTOW to celebrate this. So let's see here. This is actually sent to me by, I'll just say, Herman. And big shout out to Herman for sharing this with me. He basically sent this over to me today. So yeah, guys, don't let anyone pull this shit away from you. This is our time to celebrate. Because the Pentagon says it's time for women to sign up for the fucking draft.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others.
You know, guys, I said it. I said it. I said it would happen. It's like they're gonna sign they're gonna sign these women up. Now the Pentagon says women must sign up for the draft. Now let me make this very clear to all of you guys. This is no small thing. I want you to understand that women have been trying to dodge the draft for years now. Okay? They had successfully dodged it for years under Obama. Under Obama. This draft is hilarious. It's gonna be hilarious, all right? Let's go ahead and look at this, because this is fucking awesome. Pentagon advocates requiring women to sign up for military draft. This is the end, my friends. This is the end. This is the end for them. This is the end for them. So basically, for years now, they originally wanted to put it to a vote, and basically they were like, no, this is not something that we should be voting on. They need a big thorough review and blah blah blah. Don't get me first off, a bunch of generals came forward and said that women should sign up for the draft. This was like a year or two ago. They still didn't want them to sign up. So they wanted to go through a giant review and all this other shit. Well, the Pentagon is now finished. And now they advocate requiring women to sign up for the military draft. This is it. This is the end, my friends. This is the end. Look at these ladies. Look how miserable they look. Look at these faces. They feel like they just fucked up. Look at these faces. Look at these miserable women. You guys see these faces? Look how miserable these women are. They look so fucking miserable. Be careful what you wish for. Careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. You just might get it. Just got a super chat. Got a super chat. Gonna read it in a moment. From Lionel Big Dard. Thank you very much, Lionel. You always say to women, be careful what you wish for, ladies, because you just might get it. And now women are getting just that. They're getting just what they wished for. They said they wanted equality, so they're getting equal rights and also equal lefts, evidently. They wanted equality, and now they are going to get just that. Welcome to the 21st century, ladies. Welcome. Let's read the article. The Pentagon says the country should stick with mandatory registration for a military draft and advocates a requirement for women to sign up for the first time in the nation's history. This article was updated at 8:59 p.m. Tuesday, October 24, 2017. So this is a very recent article. The recommendations are contained in a Defense Department report to Congress that serves as a starting point for a commission examining military, nation, and public service. Congress ordered the Pentagon report and the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness completed it in the early months of the Trump administration. Currently, only male citizens and residents age 18 through 25 are required to register for a pace of about 2 million each year. Women whom the government has never ordered to sign up would add 11 million to the Selective Service System database in short order, the report says. President Carter restarted draft registration in 1980 as a message to the Soviet leaders. Congress exempted women because they did not perform combat roles. But today, women can fly combat aircraft, serve on combat ships, and are in the early stages of competing for direct ground combat jobs such as infantry and special operations. It appears that for the most part, expanding registration for the draft to include women would enhance further the benefits presently associated with the Selective Service System, the Pentagon report states. A gender-neutral registration, the report says, would convey the added benefit of promoting fairness and equality not previously possible in the process and would comport the military selective service system with our nation's touchstone values of fair and equitable treatment and equality and opportunity. Those are very interesting words, guys. Equality and opportunity. Ladies are getting a taste of equality right now. Equal rights and equal lefts. Congress came close last November to enacting a law that would require women to sign up with Republican and Democratic backing. An amendment cleared the House Armed Services Committee, but Republican leaders scuttled the move and instead created a commission to conduct a two-year examination. The Pentagon's report, titled Report on the Purpose and Utility of Registration System for Military Service Selective Service, makes two other significant findings. First, there is no foreseeable reason to restart conscription to augment the 2.1 million all-volunteer active and reserve force. The Department of Defense currently has no operational plans that envision mobilization at a level that would require conscription. The Pentagon said, even in the face of sustained conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, DOD has maintained its ability to recruit and retain a professional volunteer force without resorting to a draft. Second, the report says registration should stay because of a number of benefits. For one, it sends a strong message to world adversaries that, if necessary, the U.S. can conduct a mass mobilization. Eliminating military selective service would be interpreted by adversaries of the United States as a potential weakness, thus emboldening existing or potential enemies, the Pentagon says. The report quotes Ronald Reagan, who referred to registration as an insurance policy. The huge database is also a boon to military recruiters who can access the names and addresses for leads. Registration empowers American young men. The voluntary act of registration by a young man on or around his 18th birthday has been and will continue to be an opportunity for young American men and male immigrants to consider deliberately a future of military service and act accordingly, the report says. Last month, 11 foreign governors, government officials, and public service leaders took an oath to serve on the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. The panel chairman is former Rep. Joseph Heck, Nevada Republican, a physician, and actively drilling Army Reserve Brigadier General. Wow. One of the commission's objectives is to find ways to encourage military service. Greater proportions of the population have no direct military contact, either by serving themselves or having or by having relatives who served. Draft registration, the Pentagon argues, is a lone slender thread that connects all U.S. citizens to their military. The possibility of a draft links the entirety of the American people to our nation's wars and risk of military service in those wars. Risk of military service. Ladies, welcome. Welcome to the real world, ladies. Lionel Better just left $2 via Super Chat. Thank you very much, brother. Guys, these women are shitting themselves right now. I'm telling you, they are shitting themselves. It's like, it's just like flying everywhere. They're just like pooping on themselves like, oh my gosh, this is really happening, huh? I need to get the fuck out of America. Lionel left $2. He says, now they will have to prove that they are equals to us. There's some very interesting things that are mentioned. They're not actually mentioned in the article. They're mentioned in the actual comments. It becomes more of a family business. My grandfather served, my father served, therefore I serve, Mr. Heck told the Washington Times. We have to look at why they are not interested or not able to get the information they need to want to serve. Now, we're going to look at the comments, and this is where the comments bring up some very interesting things, okay? Look at this one comment look at Jay Haddock says, with equal rights come equal responsibilities. 49 likes. Opinionated says, come cakes don't want to hear that part. And then there's this other, this looks like a sim says, no, this is barbarism coming in guise of fictitious equality. This is something our ancestors would never have done. It is military unnecessary. It's a sign that the totalitarian leftists infiltrated the military and academies and the armed forces. Guys, look at this. Nope. What the fuck are you talking about? Equal rights, but not when it's dangerous? Sniper Riper says he's just a coward. There you go. Daddy BDG says, if your daughter takes a bullet instead of my son, tell me why that's a problem. Women share the burden in many countries. I see no problem with them doing so here. Barbarianism, no. Time to get rid of an anachronism. Look at what this guy said. If your daughter takes a bullet instead of my son, tell me why that's a problem. Guys, I told you we're heading for a very, very MGTOW world. A very, very MGTOW world. Very, very MGTOW world. Pegasus says, let's start the draft with those 18-year-old teenagers who drop out of school, do drugs, do alcohol, play games, riot, and attack the police. You know, those future Democrat voters. Those future Democrat voters. Woo! Look at this response from this person that says, You think that I want my kids surfing with them? We need talents and talent in the military. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Future voters. Norse Gamer says, just left $2. He says, the bitch had to accept my terms on the interview. Okay? So Norse has been trying to negotiate with the NBC bitch. To do an interview. Let's see here. Let's keep reading. This is good stuff, guys. Richard Sertoris says, hey, stupid, how about a little bar brawl? I'll bring my buddies. You bring your girlfriends. How about a little bar brawl? I'll bring my buddies. You bring your girlfriends. Guys, there's blood in these waters. There is blood in these waters. Guys, I told you the sharks were coming out to feed. Big boys are hungry tonight. The big boys are hungry tonight. They are not fucking around. Big boys are hungry tonight. They are fucking around. Big boys are out here. They're getting some food. They're eating. having a good time. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Pat Hunsucker says, most women could not hope to overcome the enemy's men in hand-to-hand, but they would be able to fly air support and backup. I'm a woman, and I think allowing women to draft only makes sense. But that's absolutely incorrect, guys. Someone makes a very interesting statement. Trench digging grunts, hand-to-hand in the foxhole grunts, no special treatment. You are just another piece of meat. Nothing special. So look at what this woman immediately says. She immediately assumes that women need to be given special treatment and not put on the front lines. She doesn't even understand what it means to be on the front lines. She's saying that we should be able to fly air support and backup support. No, ladies. That is not the reason why you're now able to enter the draft, is because you're now able to serve on the front lines. Okay? So listen to these women. They're saying, okay, well, it's fine. You know, we can fly air support. First off, flying air support is a fucking privilege. Flying air support is a fucking privilege. There's only so many people that can fly air support, and you have to be the best at your job for flying air support. Okay? You have to be exceptional at air support. I don't know how many people they think are going to do air support either. Air support is limited in scope, and only the best get air support. Get the fuck out of here. And then backup support? This woman is out of her fucking mind. The draft is forced, sugar. They'd be forced to sign up just like my three sons. About time. Look at this. The draft is forced, sugar. They would be forced to sign up just like my three sons, sugar. About time. Guys, I'm telling you, these men are not having fun. These men are not. These men are fucking around out here. There's a lot of guys who are like saying, my kids, my boys will have to go off. Your daughters may just end up taking the bullet for them, and I have nothing wrong with them. Look at this. Look at what Tony Allen says to this woman. He says, yeah, till you get your period. Guys, this is going to be hilarious. That's another interesting thing. What happens when women get their periods while out there? Oh, shit. You just got your period. Just got your period. Your crotch is bleeding. Oh, can't go change your tampon right now. Gotta let it flow, sweetie. I know it's a little embarrassing, maybe a little uncomfortable. Gotta let it flow. All right, don't worry. You'll be able to change it in 72 hours when reinforcements arrive. All right? Now, when we say change it, we don't mean give you an additional tampon. No. But we mean be able to freshen up a little bit, and you might be able to get yourself some napkins and use that to, you know, keep the blood from gushing everywhere. Listen to what Liberty says. No one cares if you bleed. You can die with the rest of the troops. My goodness. Now, guys, something interesting. The issue, this is what someone says. The issue with women in the military has primarily been that of them taking all non-combat, non-physical jobs, and thus upsetting and making nearly impossible the rotation of men from combat units through those other staff positions. You cannot maintain the force if you tell people that they will be in combat or deployment to it for 20 or 30 years. So guys, don't misunderstand. People go off to combat. They serve their time in combat, and then they go back to non-combat roles, okay? So basically, they go over there and wow, they made it, they survived. And sometimes they have to go back for a second or third tour. There's a lot of guys who spend 3 or 4 years in combat. Yeah. Now imagine telling them you're going to have to spend 20 or 30 years in combat because the women don't want to. Incorrect. Won't happen. You can't do that. You cannot do that at all. For it to be equal, you need to split everything down the center. All right? So that means that you have to have the women in combat. And to say that you're going to place all the women in non-combat roles? Bullshit. Bullshit. So, hey guys, Tony Allen says, sorry, they will never be equal. Better at something, smart at credit cards. But no woman will ever be a man, just the way it is. In fact, they are the ones who voted BO in and destroyed this country. Barack Obama. They're the ones who voted Barack Obama in and destroyed this country. 80 to 30-year-old bitches that ain't got a clue. Guys, these comments. So yeah, guys, this is the beginning of the end for women when it comes to the whole military thing. Ladies, go prepare. See, that fear is going to be in at the back of the minds of every woman having to go and sign up for the draft. It's a fear. See, men do it because we know that, hey, we can end up in that shit at any time. But when it comes to women, it's a fear. It would be an extraordinary fear knowing that you could end up dying. You don't know when. And a war could break out. And women are very nervous about everything. All right? Every 5 minutes, there's a possibility of a war breaking out. And men live with that. Women, on the other hand, they've been living fancy free like, oh, well, if a war breaks out, the men will go fight and die. And we'll have sex with the Muslims when they get here. If everything goes to shit, we'll just have sex with the Muslims. It's okay. We'll be all right. We'll be okay. No more of that shit, ladies. All right? You're going to have sex with the Muslims on the comb. You're either going to die or you're going to have sex with the Muslims over in Iraq and Afghanistan. All right? Not in the comfort of your own home. They're going to fuck you in the sand. Shit. Okay? So Osama bin Laden's 20 sons. All right? 20 bastard sons. He's going to make sweet, sweet love to your bleeding vaginas in the sands of Agrabah. Shit. All right? So don't bring me this whole nonsense about, oh, no, 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 no. Your asses are going over there. You guys are going overseas. All right? Get ready for deployment, ladies, because that shit's on the way. Guys, you have to understand the significance of this, that it goes much deeper than just the draft. It also signifies that women are being placed in combat roles. So increasingly, you're going to have more and more women in combat roles that they can't really manage. And they're going to suffer in these roles, especially when you're in a 115-degree temperature. You've got to be kidding me, all right? When you're wearing tons of military gear, you have to carry 100 pounds or more on your fucking back. But women are equal. Let me tell you guys something. The top athletes in the world, their bodies begin to break down by their mid-20s. The top female athletes in the world, their bodies begin to break down by their mid-20s. A number of years ago, there was a woman. She was one of the top military women in the entire world, all right? I mean, like, she could run tons of miles. She could do a lot of things. She basically said, yeah, women won't make it in combat. And everyone was shocked. They said, this is impossible. How could you say such a thing? You are a woman who's achieved all these things. And then she basically said, yeah. And then by the time I was like 26, my Achilles tendon tore and my back started to go and my legs started to go. And by the time I was 30, I had all these problems as a result of that. Essentially, her body broke down from 20 to 30. Her body broke down. The military wrecked her body. And no one listened to her when she basically said women can't handle it. They were all trying to compare. Everyone was trying to compare women in the military to this woman. And then she said, women won't be able to handle it. I wasn't able to handle it. My body's shit right now as a result of the military. And they basically said, you know what? We're just going to ignore you. You know, you didn't say what we wanted you to hear. So it's okay. We're just going to go ahead and look elsewhere. Traversable MGTOW just left $5 via Super Chat. Thank you very much, Trav. It's good to see Trav. It's good to see Trav back in action. You see what you guys are saying? Punch Rhett says, say goodbye to your golden pussies, ladies. Guys, I'm telling you, Black O' Jesus says women will be broken down as fuck. Guys, I'm telling you, I keep telling you guys, like, they're gonna talk about come 2020, they're gonna call it the Great Vagina Crash of 2020, where they're going to discuss how did women end up in the state that they are in at that point, where you have women literally doing shit jobs, can't find real jobs, can barely find any jobs. All right, and like I said, those who do find a job are doing shit jobs. I'm not talking about working at McDonald's. That was a luxury back in the day. I mean, they're like probably out there like, I don't know what they're doing. They're like they're like doing scat porn or something. In fact, that's a luxury. They're doing some really fucked up shit. Okay? Doing some really fucked up shit. Most of them are off to FEMA. Okay? And you've got women like literally crying their eyes out in the military saying that being in the military is horrible. They don't like it. Being in combat is horrible. They don't like it. You know, a couple of them got captured recently. All of them got raped before that. You know, they found the bodies, and you know, there's signs that they were all the body, they were nude, and there's clear evidence that they were all raped before they were hanged. Guys, this is what's coming. This is what's coming. Like, you think these Muslims are gonna send some real messages? These Muslims are gonna send some real fucking messages. They're not fucking around. Muhammad is gonna send a fucking message. Muhammad is gonna send a fucking message. You're just sending some pussy for Muhammad. You're just sending some fresh pussy for Muhammad. Let's make that real clear. You know, the US is just sending some fresh pussy for Muhammad. Timothy Loya just left $2. He says, Allah up the ass will happen to them angry or FEMA. Yep. Yep. Like I said, they're just sending pussy for Muhammad. This new pussy. Muhammad is thinking to himself, like, very good, very good. Black Joe Jesus says, Muhammad Tyrone. Let me tell you something about the Middle East. The Middle East is filled with Tyrone runs the Middle East. Because Tyrone doesn't put up with shit in the Middle East. So Tyrone runs the Middle East. So you gotta know that Tyrone is not fucking around in the Middle East. Tyrone's not fucking around in the Middle East. You gotta be on, especially the kind of shit that's here happening here in America. Tyrone's not fucking around. All right, he sees some soldier bitch coming. He's gonna show her who's really in charge. All right, he's gonna show her who's really in charge. All right, she's not a virgin, but he's gonna fuck the shit out of her still. It won't count towards his 99 virgins either. It won't count towards his 99 virgins, so it's all right. He's gonna fuck the shit out of her. All right. You're just doing this. You're putting these women in the military. The government's just giving Muhammad Tyrone, doing him a favor, doing him a solid. They're just sending the pussy to him. Let's see what you guys are saying in the chat. Hunter Red says, angry. I hear Muslim Tyrone loves blondes. I heard the same thing. Trigley Bus says he gonna rape all the whores. John Shepherd says Rankhead Tyrone. Day Dragon Knight says Muslim love easy women. Taz the MGTOW says Muslims will tell the women, I want to rock and roll all night and pump and dump every day. Tell you guys, Muhammad Tyrone isn't fucking around. Jack Jones says it well. Lot of sharks in the Middle East. Lot of hungry boys out in the Middle. Lot of hungry boys in the Middle East, and you know they love to eat out there. You know they're. You can see those boys are starving. It's like you can just keep feeding them, and they never get full. Those boys love to eat out there. Shit. Indominus MGTOW says Muslim Tyrone is going to look at his goat, then look at them, then lick his chops. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh, so Calvin Tell says €2. Oh gosh. Chris Cantu says shark, shark, shark. Lytle Bedard says Muslim Tyrone is not going to fuck around with the Muslim horse. Mm-hmm. Well, these are white horse, but he's going to put them in order. He's going to put them in order. Mm-hmm. Someone said, I guess the country. Winter Earl says, I guess traitor count will rise. I had this one woman who said to me a few years ago that if she said to me, was it like a year or two ago, she said, if they enforce a draft, she said that she will be out of the U.S. and in Canada before she even breaks a nail. You heard me right. She was a feminist. She said she would be out of the U.S. and in Canada before she even breaks a nail. A lot of these women are going to try to defect. A lot of these women are going to basically, it's going to be one of the things on their minds, like defecting. Guys, the poor condition of women is going to be something else. Society is going to come around 2020 and say, how did women end up like this? Like, really, how did women let feminists convince them to do this shit? And all the big, fat, lazy feminists, none of them are evil. That's the funny thing. Many of the feminists that convinced women to throw their lives away, they're not even capable of serving. They're not even capable of serving, all right? They're too unhealthy or too mentally unstable. Hunter Red says, angry big Sal. Let me see here. I saw something about long dick style. Hunter Rhett 114 says, angry MGTOW, Muslim Tyrone will lay the pipe in those blondes long dick style. Mm-hmm. Norse Gamer 5489 says, angry, do the shout out on the competition. I want a war/tattered look on the symbol. $200 to the winner. Guys, I will be making a separate video discussing a competition that is being paid for by Norse Gamer. He's good for it, and don't worry, you'll get your money. So yeah, basically it's $200. I'll have a separate video coming out on it, but it's $200. To design a new symbol for MGTOW. So we'll be starting a competition, and maybe I'll even set up a website for you guys so that you guys can look at them and vote on them. We'll see what I decide to do. But the winner will get $200. This competition is being sponsored by Norse Gamer. It's all his idea. And he basically wants a war tattered look on the symbol. Okay, so we're talking about designing a new symbol for MGTOW, not the same symbol that you have with the road sign. Basically, something new, something original, and something that looks war tattered. And he'll basically decide. He'll choose the winner, and the winner gets $200. Okay, so I'll be making a separate video about that for you guys. But that is something that Norse Gamer 5489. has been asking for, and there'll be a video announcing it for you guys. Black O Jesus says Muslim Tyrone will make these bitches eat the goat ass. Haha, lol. Wow. So Jesus says Muslim Tyrone will make the bitches eat the goat's ass. These ladies are gonna have a hard time. They're gonna have a really hard time. Women, I always say sad days are ahead for women, happy days are ahead for men. Women still think this is a fucking game. They're out here in the streets. You know, tough times. Devontae Williams, long live angry. Thank you very much, brother. Joshua Hatch is in chat causing trouble. I swear. SoCal Big Chow Sandwich. Concert band, finally something useful for worthless people. So guys, you know, you also have to think about the men that are going to use these women as like cover. Like, could you imagine, like, some guy, like, just grabbing two chicks and, like, holding them together and, like, using them as, like, a vest, like, a shield? Like, I could totally see, like, some guy just, like, using two chicks as, like, a shield to, like, for cover fire. Sean says, I want to join MGTOW.com, but I have to be 18 and I'm 17, so rest in peace. It'll happen soon, brother. Savage Cox says, let's build MGTOW City. It's on the way. Guys, let me know if you're shocked that the Pentagon says women must sign up for the draft. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel about it. If you're excited, if you agree, equal rights deserve equal lefts. All right. Like, share, subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. Become a patron if you want to support. If you want to support me. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.